Welcome to another episode of The Daily Threat, your go-to source for cybersecurity news and insights. Today we have some eye-opening stories that underscore the importance of staying vigilant in the digital age. Let's dive right in. Our first story comes from CNBC, highlighting the rise of deepfake technology and how it's becoming increasingly difficult to spot AI imposters. Deepfakes are synthetic media in which a person in an existing image or video is replaced with someone else's likeness using powerful AI algorithms. This technology, once confined to the realm of Hollywood, is now going mainstream and posing significant risks to businesses and individuals alike. Imagine receiving a video message from your CEO instructing you to transfer funds to a certain account, only to find out later that it was a meticulously crafted deepfake. This scenario might sound far-fetched, but with advancements in deepfake technology, it's becoming a very real threat. So, how do attackers get in with deepfake technology? Well, they often start by gathering publicly available data about their target, such as social media posts, photos, and videos. They then use sophisticated AI algorithms to analyze and manipulate this data to create convincing deepfakes. Once the deepfake is created, attackers can use various channels, such as email or messaging apps, to distribute the fraudulent content. The risks posed by deepfakes are immense. Beyond financial fraud, they can be used for spreading misinformation, damaging reputations, and even inciting violence. In the corporate world, the potential for deepfake attacks to disrupt operations and undermine trust is a cause for serious concern. So, what can businesses do to protect themselves against deepfake threats? First and foremost, awareness is key. Employees should be trained to recognize the signs of deepfake content, such as unnatural facial movements or inconsistencies in audio quality. Additionally, implementing multi-factor authentication for sensitive transactions can add an extra layer of security against impersonation attacks. Moving on to our next story, the Hacker News reports on a fake popularity scam targeting GitHub users. GitHub, the world's largest code hosting platform, has become a prime target for cybercriminals looking to exploit its vast user base. In this scam, attackers create fake accounts and repositories, artificially inflating their popularity by manipulating metrics such as stars, forks, and contributions. These fake repositories often contain malicious code or phishing links, posing a serious threat to unsuspecting developers who may inadvertently use or contribute to them. So, how do attackers pull off this scam? Well, it typically starts with the creation of multiple fake accounts, which are then used to artificially boost the popularity of a fake repository. By manipulating GitHub's algorithms, attackers can make their fake repositories appear more legitimate, luring in unsuspecting users. The risks associated with this scam are twofold. Firstly, developers who unknowingly use or contribute to fake repositories may inadvertently introduce vulnerabilities into their own projects. Secondly, the proliferation of fake repositories undermines the trust and integrity of GitHub as a platform for collaborative software development. To mitigate the risks posed by fake popularity scams, developers should exercise caution when engaging with unfamiliar repositories. They should carefully review the code and contributors of any project they intend to use or contribute to, and report suspicious activity to GitHub's security team. And finally, our last story comes from Bleeping Computer, reporting on a massive data breach affecting AT&T customers. The telecommunications giant has revealed that a staggering 51 million customers have been impacted by the breach, making it one of the largest in recent history. The breach, which occurred through a third-party vendor, exposed sensitive personal information, including names, addresses, phone numbers, and account details. While AT&T has stated that no financial information was compromised, the sheer scale of the breach underscores the need for robust cybersecurity measures in today's interconnected world. So, how did the attackers manage to breach AT&T's defenses? While specific details about the attack remain scarce, it's likely that the attackers exploited vulnerabilities in the third-party vendor's systems to gain unauthorized access to AT&T's customer data. This highlights the importance of vetting and securing the supply chain, as third-party vendors can serve as a weak link in an organization's cybersecurity posture. The risks posed by the AT&T data breach are significant. Beyond the immediate impact on affected customers, such breaches can have far-reaching consequences, including identity theft, financial fraud, and reputational damage to the affected company. In response to the breach, AT&T has stated that it is working to enhance its security measures and has offered affected customers free credit monitoring services. However, the incident serves as a stark reminder of the constant threat posed by cybercriminals and the need for organizations to remain vigilant in safeguarding sensitive data. In closing, today's stories serve as sobering reminders of the ever-evolving cybersecurity landscape and the importance of staying informed and proactive in defending against emerging threats. Whether it's the rise of deepfake technology, fake popularity scams on GitHub, or large-scale data breaches affecting millions of customers, the risks are real and the consequences are dire. To stay ahead of the curve and receive daily updates on the latest cybersecurity news and insights, be sure to subscribe to The Daily Threat.